Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back to the Compound Podcast. This is episode 68. We have a couple things to touch on early, okay? And what it's the All-Star break. Everybody knows the All-Star break. Much needed break for everybody. All of the John Boy media personnel, all of them, like literally every podcast from John Boy is in Colorado right now. You know who's not in Colorado? The Compound. And you know who's really not in Colorado? Tom. Tom's the only John Boy employee right now who's not in Colorado because he works for our podcast and we're not there. So he fucking hates us. I want you guys
There's
to know
that. There's no way that's real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's pissed.
I will say it's 10:30 Eastern. I'm literally the only person in our office right now. And I'm the only person who's been here all day. There's like three other people left on the East Coast, but pretty much everyone else.
I'm glad that they're having the time of their lives and you're keeping the company afloat.
Someone's got to do back alley pats. Listen, I've been here subtitling for 8 hours today. You know, someone's got to do it.
Tom is grinding with the Compound and he's saying, no, I will not go to the All-Star game without the boys. He says, absolutely not.
I love that.
Who would want to see Ohtani? Ohtani's overrated anyway. Who would want to go see that? He didn't even win.
Yeah, he stinks. Mm-hmm. Just kidding. He
got knocked out already.
Yeah. Are you not watching?
No. I was in the cafeteria, and Jock and Rizzo were having a conversation about hitting in the Derby. And Jock said he was like, dude, I was sore for a week. He's like, it's the worst.
That's wild.
I think he's done it twice. And he said it's awesome. He said, like, the adrenaline rush being on the field is amazing. But he's like, I was absolutely gassed. He's like, sore for a week. Nothing can prepare you for that.
That's wild.
It's the All-Star break. We're going to start with the All-Star break. Why don't you tell the people, you're in Toledo, but Dakota went to visit you and brought Scotty F for us. What's exactly happening?
Yes. So All-Star break, I have an apartment in Toledo, and I stayed here for the All-Star break because Toledo and Iowa are playing each other. So I said, hey, I'm going to see the boys. And we played golf today.
Monday off day for everyone.
Yes. So they got here at like 5 a.m. We went and golfed, had a 12:30 tee time. Actually saw some of the Toledo guys out there later in the day. We probably played 24 holes maybe today.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was fun. Good day.
Can I ask you if the Go Tigers are mad at you because you played golf with the iCubs and did not play golf with your former Toledo teammates?
No, because they came back from Omaha today. They flew back today, so they didn't get there until like 4:30, and we were at that point we were already grinding away.
Good excuse. And you said you played well. You said your game was tight.
It honestly wasn't. I ended up shooting well. Okay, has an asterisk next to it because the group ahead of us was taking forever. So on 18, we just banged it. But I was 2 over at that point. But honestly, I couldn't really hit a green in regulation. I just kind of scrambled my ass off for 74.
I shot a 94. But a 51 on the front and a 43 on the back.
That's way to come back. Way to come back.
Hey,
resilience.
Ask Zach, though. Ian, you've golfed with both of us. I mean, say we go a little 100-yard chipping contest. Who do you think's winning that? If you had to guess.
I would put all my money on my teammate, Dakota.
See? That's not even an upset.
On 18 today, he goes, let's go from 100. I'll give you guys a chance to get your money back because we did it closest to the pin on a par 3. Guy hasn't hit a green on a par 3 all day.
Big, tough guy.
Sticks it to 5 feet. I'm like, shocker.
What else is new? Puts it, yeah.
And then he says,
put some fucking money in the jar.
And then you said, all right, let's go 100 yards out, see who wins the hole.
Scramble versus.
I say, No, this one wasn't even scrambled. It was all me.
Whoa. That's not true.
It was just me that did it because I stuck it to like 8 feet. I'm lining up my putt to win. Guys in my backswing talking nonsense. Don't matter. Ice in the veins. Drilled it. Thanks for coming.
You're cold. I have a bone to pick with both of you. Oh,
joy.
Uh-oh.
Listen. You guys were all in on this pants up thing. Pants up. We're going pants up. It's pants up podcast. Pants up. You did pants up one day. You had a good day. Why don't you go pants up again? Pants up sucks. Okay. I'm over pants up. Go 0-4. I punched twice. I'm fucking over it. And you know what else? You know what else? I got bug bites all over my fucking shins. Okay. Because I didn't have pants to protect me. And I didn't, no one told me about this. I'm standing center field. My legs start to itch a little bit in like the eighth inning. And before you know it, I can't, my legs are just roasted. I'm just scratching the skin off my legs now.
No, I'll give you that. I was sitting in the bullpen the other day on Sunday, and I wear pants up on like 99% of the days. Flies just kept biting me. I'm like, what is happening? Like all of a sudden I feel like this stinging on my legs. I'm like, what the hell's going on? I get bit by flies every 10 seconds.
I've never had that problem.
You're a pants down guy, Zach. You're a fraud pants up guy. Not. Fraud.
I wear on the road. Fraud. I wear pants down on the road.
You are a fraud.
Fraud.
No.
You're a fraud.
No, I'm not. First off, Ian, you can't just like put your pants up after not believing in it and expecting the pants up gods to just reward you like that. Like that can't just happen. You can't like, if it was that easy, everybody would do it. You have to believe in it, dude.
Coming from the guy that only wears pants up half the time and doesn't do it on the road. Listen, I tried to give it a chance and I had a good game. And I said, I will parlay that success into pants up. I sent you guys a picture before the game. There was a lot of hype. We were all excited about the pants up. Guess what happened?
Hey,
I stunk.
What timeout? The first time you did pants up this year, it really worked. And then what? You don't revisit it again for 2 months when you need it? No, that's not how it works. That's like asking for somebody like, oh, you haven't talked to somebody in a really long time? Like, oh shit, I need tickets or something. Let me text my friend that I haven't talked to in years. You know, it's like, it's not how it works.
Coming from the guy that only wears.
Oh, no.
It's like going a long time than asking for a Duke sweatshirt. I know what you mean, but I don't believe.
He's dead. Zach, your daddy killed you.
No, it's not. No.
Zach. I don't know where exactly you guys played your games this week, but I did hear that you won the Tigers Go Tigers Player of the Week. Is this true? Can we get confirmation on the Go Tigers Player of the Week?
We played in Texas and we played in Minnesota, and I have no idea how that is possible because my batting average dropped about 200 points and I struck out the world. I don't know how that's possible. We had a rough go of it in Minnesota.
So you're saying that you wore pants down on the road for a whole week and then won the Go Tigers Player of the Week with your pants down?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
But Ian, where were you playing this week?
Noted.
You were home, correct?
Yep.
And you only tried it once?
Twice.
No.
Back-to-back days. Back-to-back days.
You know what I think it was, Ian? I think you had the wrong socks.
Yeah.
I think you got to go.
I think so too. Socks. I tried to. I'm a true socks guy, though. I like the way that the stickies are on my feet and they keep my shoes from sliding.
You're doing too much. You can't combine the two, dude. That's the number one rule.
The stickies are on my feet. No, I only have true high socks. True socks, high socks.
Ian, hands up, stand socks. That's it. It's literally the number one rule. When you ask the clubby, hey, I need socks. I'm wearing pants up. They give you stance socks. That's it. Those have
pants. Look at this guy. Hey, look at this guy. Cup of coffee in the show. When you ask the clubby, this is what you get. Let me enlighten you here. I'm a big leaguer now. I'm going to enlighten you, Ian. This is what you get.
Dakota, can you tell me why you're sick and tired of Zach?
I'm not. I.
Oh, you didn't mean that when you said it? Because you said it.
No, Dakota, be honest. Stop. Because I can't. What? I can't have that going around.
We got a love-hate relationship. Not really. No, we had a great day today. We hadn't seen each other in 6 months.
Honestly, when was
that? Hey, since Scotty's wedding?
Ian, yes.
Shout out, Scotty.
Ian, wouldn't you think this all stems back to when we left the compound? Wouldn't you think when you hadn't seen someone in 6 months, maybe you'd get out of the car, give me a little hug, a little bro hug, like, hey, man, good to see you. It's been a while. guy's just sitting in his seat texting away, and we just have to hop in the car like a couple of like we're getting in an Uber. Like, yes, sir, we're going to this golf course.
And guess what?
Thank you.
I was your fucking Uber because I drove over all over God's creation so we could play golf and have a great day in your home state of Michigan.
That's right, pure Michigan, baby.
In a place that is made up. Ypsilanti or something? That's not a real.
It's Ypsilanti. Yeah,
okay.
And can you confirm that Nico did give you a little dap bro hug when you saw him, Dakota?
He did. He did when I saw him. And when he left, we had like a good hug and like said goodbye. I said best of luck. It was a good time. So we know who the problem is for when we left the compound and didn't get hugs. We know.
You too. That's right. You too.
Who it stems from.
We wanted, we stood there and waited. We wanted to hug you. And then, you know what? Dakota and I hugged each other.
You guys are such liars. It's honestly ridiculous.
We talked about it the second we got in the car that day. We're like, I can't believe we didn't.
Yeah, because you guys were in the car before we could even get out of our seats. You had a lot of time to talk about it.
Me and Ian gave each other a hug that day.
That's exactly right. It was it was a couple days later, but yes.
You guys didn't even invite us to go cross country with you. That's why.
It was honestly, the blasphemy saying that we were the ones that were running out makes me want to puke.
You were. You're like, oh my God, we have to go talk about Harry Potter. We have to go stop at every Starbucks on the way home. We have to do this. We have to, like, shut up. Okay. That's enough.
Zach, do you have any places that your teammates are going for the All-Star break? Any cool All-Star break things?
I think most of the guys are going home just to see some family and everything. I know a few guys are staying here playing golf. I know, kind of funny story, when a few of the guys were dropping out of the All-Star game, people were joking with Miggy. He had a few good games in a row, like, oh, Miggy, you better watch out. You're going to be a replacement for the All-Star. He's like, oh, he's like, no way. My son next week, Marucci Championship. I'm going to watch.
Like, imagine being in the stands and just seeing Miguel Cabrera's massive, massive self watching a baseball game.
Unbelievable.
As a fan.
Unbelievable.
You ever see his kid around? Or is he like?
Yeah, he was in Texas and we were there. He was taking ground balls. He was just there playing catch, hitting them ground balls and everything.
Is he nasty?
Cage banging away with a sick metal bat. It was awesome.
Is he nasty?
Yeah.
I remember, I don't know if you guys remember this or were there. It was spring training. I can't remember what year. In Texas, at Texas's place, and Adrian Beltre was throwing BP to his kid on one of the backfields, and his kid must have been like, I don't know, 10, 11 years old, and he was throwing in BP kind of like behind second base on one of the backfields, and it was like big league size field. The kid was just launching fucking homers. Like, if I had a pick to click on the next Vlad Guerrero Jr. or Tatis, you know, if the next son of a big leaguer to be an absolute stud, it would be Adrian Beltre's kid. That's my pick to click.
Imagine having that as like your hitting coach growing up.
That's, yeah. What do you
do? And then just do this. You're going to get 3,000 hits. Okay.
Post has amazing stories about Beltre and him coming into the park and going like, I need to ground out four times to the second baseman. And he would say, for the good of the season. I need to ground out four times to the second baseman so I can get myself right.
My favorite thing from Post about Beltre was like, they were talking one day, I guess he was slumping. He didn't get a hit for two at-bats or whatever it was. And he was like, Post, what am I doing wrong? And he's like, the fuck you asking me for? You have 3,000 hits in the show. What the hell am I supposed to tell you?
So true. So true. I can't imagine being that, like, having that many at-bats or that much confidence or whatever it takes to be able to go like, yeah, I know that for the better of the season today, I actually need to try to ground out four times in the second baseman, and then I'll feel good about that because then I'll know that tomorrow I'll get five hits.
Yep.
For the better of the season, I'm just going to ground out, and then it's going to make everything better.
Dakota, do you do that? Mm-hmm. Do you, like, walk guys on purpose? Be like, oh, yeah, like, if I find my fastball way here, I'll be able to do it really well my next outing.
Well, you can't throw too many strikes or else they'll just start swinging. So I'm just like, oh, I've thrown a good amount of strikes in a row. Let's just throw four straight balls and just, you know, throw them off a little bit.
No, I don't blame you. I mean, it's, you know, it's just respect.
It's just smart.
Dakota, are you back on the bump?
I am. I threw on Sunday for the first time in 2 weeks.
Punching tickets?
I punched one ticket through one. It was a very vintage Dakota Mackus outing. I
one inning, two walks, one punch.
Whoa.
Hey. I went pop up, strikeout, four pitch walk. I went pop up, three pitch strikeout, four pitch walk, pop up or line out.
Line out, soft line out.
Less
soft
than 20 line. Pitches. Make sure you get
it was 93 off the bat.
K ratio.
Hey, I'll take that every day of the
How
week.
How you doing?
Zach was on the IL for a while.
A while. Whoa.
19. Oh, okay. You were on the IL for months.
Broke what your hand, missed the whole guy. Season, what do you basically. Want?
Did still got a bruise. Still there.
And it sucks. It is not fun. It is very boring to be on the IL. There's only so much you can do to fill your day when you walk in. I literally would walk in, go to the training room, do stuff for like 2 hours, play catch, come back into the training room, do more stuff for like another hour and a half, and then just go watch the game. I took the role of bullpen coach, though, so tried to give myself something to
do. I saw some really good tweets of you like helping guard the bullpen, like holding water bottles. Oh, that was pretty good.
In Indianapolis, the bullpen, like where we would sit, it's on the field, the bullpen, and we would like sit down at the end where the catcher is catching, and then the mound is like closer to the dugout. So when someone would get warmed up, I'd have to go grab a water bottle, grab like three balls, and grab the rosin bag, bring it all down there, and then like I'd give them a ball, and I'd hold on to the other two balls, and I'd have to like watch and see if they throw one away, flip them a new ball, ask me if they need anything, you know. Just keep my guys ready.
Yeah, big time job. I was on the DL this year for the first time in my big league career, and it does suck. I mean, it really sucks, and it's so boring. The thing about being on the DL early in this year was because of the COVID, technically DL guys weren't supposed to travel. They were supposed to stay at home, but we had a handful of guys who were on the DL but were coming off during the road trip. So we were in Cleveland for two games, and they wouldn't let us in the dugout because they didn't want us to be seated in the dugout on the road on the DL. So we couldn't be in the dugout. So like four of us just sat in the clubhouse.
Well, you can't be on your phone either.
You sat. So you have to sit in your in the clubhouse, watch the game, but it's like a horseshit feed because they don't have like the good feed in because it's all delayed or like behind home plate. And then you can't be on your phone because of the cheating stuff that happened. So there's no phones. And you had, because it was like COVID times of the early in the season, you had to wear a mask. So they had mask police walking around and being like,
yeah, the guy in Cleveland,
mask on,
mask around his wrist, handing them out.
The guy in Cleveland.
Yes.
The guy in Cleveland's a savage.
Savage.
The guy in Cleveland's a savage. And you're like, I know that you like the protocol. This is your job. We're all sitting in here. We're all vaccinated. Like, we get tested every other day. Please, like, please just, we're just trying to watch this game. We're running it out. Like, that guy's a savage.
If your phone, if you accidentally even touched your phone, he was coming out of a corner. Hey, no phone, no phones in the clubhouse.
I think that guy has to take 20,000 steps a day because he does not stop walking around the clubhouse.
He would have murdered me on my Apple Watch step count during the compound. He would have killed me.
Murder.
Speaking of the IL, when I went on this year for my head concussion, getting hit in the head every day, and I had to sit, I almost got kicked out of the dugout like five times. I am the worst sitter there is you could ever imagine. Like, Dakota, today when we were driving to the golf course and I had six different conversations going on at the same time.
Talking to Zach, I can't imagine him on the IL, but you just talk to him and he'll literally ask you a question. You'll start to answer, be like, oh, hold up, wait, what about this? And he'll start another question. And I'm like, I mean, what are we doing? Like, we just one thing at a time. Here we go. We'll answer this and then we'll get to this.
That's why you can't follow along with Harry Potter. Too many storylines, too many plots.
Today, Ian, too, Zach shot the length with his rangefinder. I'm like, what'd you shoot? Like 10 seconds later, he goes, I honestly don't remember. Shoots it again. And then, like, I was talking to Scott or something. And I go, what'd you get that time? And he's like, I'm going to be dead serious. Like, I really don't remember again. I was like, you're actually.
That's not true. It happened once.
No, it happened twice. Two times you go, I literally, or no, I told you it. And then I walk up to the tee box. You go, wait, what was the number again? I'm like, oh my God.
Can we just touch on this really quick?
Yes.
We're at the All-Star break of the 2021 Major League season. I don't know the exact number of games we played, but I think it's something like
88. You're 42 and 46.
We've played 88 games. So we're just past the 80.
Just over halfway.
Can you imagine that at the, you know, we have another half the literally another half the season left. We have to do this all again. The NBA done at this point. Mm-hmm. NHL done. Every other league at this point and this number of games done. We still have 74 left.
You know what that means?
Good math.
There's a lot of opportunity for some
plenty fun. Of time, kid. Plenty of time. But
a lot of opportunity for some hits.
It's crazy to think. And our season, like the length, like the total months of the season is pretty much the same, right? Everybody plays kind of a 6-month season. But it's crazy to think that in that, the number of games we play, the everydayness, we've been talking about this as a team, talking about, you know, resetting and what it takes to. When you're scuffling, whether individually or as a team, to kind of hit the reset button, and the All-Star break kind of gives you that chance, but it's so hard when you're doing it every day and showing up every day to figure out a way to hit the reset button.
Cubs are 44 and 46, by the way, Dakota.
Wow.
Each. God damn it, Dakota. I knew we weren't 4 games under 500.
Sorry, I'm where my feet are, and I don't know the iCubs record. Damn it.
Damn it.
No clue what our record is.
Listen,
damn it.
Before we keep going, I need to talk about Manscaped because Manscaped is sponsoring us again and they didn't sponsor us last episode, which was kind of messed up, but we're back. Okay, we're back. And we still have the code compound 20% off plus free shipping. Manscaped.com, code compound. Anything to say about Manscaped, you two? I did the last read by myself. Anything to say? Anything to say?
Yes. I got my package of it.
You did?
I use the cologne.
I use it.
And it's called.
Wait, quick shout out to the cologne. I use it every day before the game. Go ahead.
Yes. Is it Refined or Defined? Which one was it? I think it's Refined.
Yeah, sure.
And I always say to Scott, I'm like, I'm gonna make it sound more fancy. Like, yeah, I got that Refined. Just trying to make it sound like French, like we have that refined cologne. But it smells unbelievable. Like, I love it.
They gave us so much shit in that box.
The thing is, I got like the nose hair and ear hair trimmers. I don't really get ear hair at all. But like the nose, I get some like up near the nostril, like towards the tip that I got to like pull out. It's kind of convenient.
You've been trimming your nose hair, Sky?
I might. I haven't used it yet because I'm really nervous. It's going to be super itchy, and I don't want to have like an itchy nose all day. But the package that we got was sick, like everything in it.
The shirt that says your balls will thank you. It's great.
Yeah. I put on the Manscaped boxers earlier, and I asked Scotty, I was like, hey, you think I could be one of their models? Like, I see it. I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of see it. I got the physique for it. I pull it off.
I wish you guys could see how tight Dakota's sweatshirt is right now.
What do you mean? It fits me great. Pios, we're number one.
Everybody remember manscaped.com, code compound, 20% off, free shipping worldwide. The trimmer, it's called Lawnmower, just in case. It has a 4,000K LED spotlight.
Which is incredible.
Which nobody thought they needed until they used it.
And then until you did, you're like, holy shit, where has this been my whole life?
Yep.
Well, since I was like 13.
Good point. You didn't really need it before then, did you?
I think that's the age that Dakota was wearing this sweatshirt.
Yes, literally. Manscaped.com, code compound. What's the percent off? 30?
20, dude.
Come on, don't 20%. Get greedy. 20, don't get
sorry,
greedy.
Sorry. Ian Happ will pay the extra 10 because Dakota lied.
we could talk about the second half of this season. I don't know what's going on in the Home Run Derby because I'm not watching it, even though it's happening right now. I heard Ohtani got out of it. But I want to know, Zach, go ahead.
Pete Alonso won.
Again, good for him. Two-time champ.
Mancini.
He beat Mancini?
Yeah, I was rooting for Mancini.
I think everybody's rooting for Mancini. Nothing against
Pete. Nothing against Pete. Nothing against Pete.
But, I mean, I think the world was
– Mancini's got a good story. Sick. Maybe he should have let Mancini win.
It's kind of sick, though. Pete Alonso was playing music during his – and his songs were New York rappers, which is awesome. Or his music was.
Respect.
Kind of cool. Big fan.
Zach, do you walk up to a Detroit rapper?
No, New York.
That's messed up. Mike Posner, read about it.
He's great. Eminem. He has the voice of an angel.
Ian.
What?
Before we do the second half, can we do open predictions for who we think will win?
Yeah, okay.
Because that's this weekend.
Okay, yeah. That snuck up on me, by the way. Quick story. Did you guys ever meet Debo, my buddy who's the golf agent in Arizona?
No, I think we're either Twitter or Instagram friends, though.
Okay, yeah. I think you guys know of him, but I don't think you ever met him, but we were going to play golf with him once. So he carried the bag this weekend for Ryan Moore at the John Deere.
Yeah.
And so
he got like second or third.
Yeah. And he got T2. So he mm-hmm. is one of his golf agents, but he substituted to carry the bag because I don't know where his caddy was doing something else this week. So he was just off the couch, had been a retired caddy forever. And he came out of retirement, carried the bag for one weekend. T2. What a story, huh?
Is he going to bring him to the Open? I don't know if Ryan Moore's in the Open, but
good question. I think I don't know. I think he might have needed a solo second to qualify. I'm not positive, but
I remember looking at Ryan Moore's scores too. I don't know why I saw this, but he shot sub 70 all 4 days, which is crazy impressive.
And my guy, who won?
Lucas Glover
won first time in 11 years, 10 years.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was cool. Afterwards, he's like. He said when Tiger said he wanted to win and have his kids be able to see it, he said the same thing. He's like, I wanted my kids to be able to see me get a win because he hadn't won in, like you said, like 11 years.
Yeah, and his swing is so buttery. Open predictions. Listen, I always love – I got a sleeper. Louis Oosthuizen.
Whoa.
Ooh. I'm thinking – Zach, who do you think? You go first.
I'm still sticking with my guns with Spieth.
Research team said that Moore got invited to the Open but had to withdraw with the back issue, which is tough. He laid it all on the line for that T2.
Dang it. I don't know why I think this. He hasn't been playing great lately either. It's not really a sleeper, but I think Rory gets it done.
Did you see that dude, the fan? Just take a bag out of Rory's bag the other day.
Yeah, at the Scottish Open. Yeah,
fantastic by him. If he didn't stutter, like take it out, he would have taken it the whole way. But like he had like a double take, and it was just like they both looked. They were like, "Who the fuck is that?"
He was standing in the corner just swinging it.
Yeah, he didn't even try to steal it. He literally just took it and started swinging it, and then it's like, "What's this guy doing?" And him and Rom were just looking at him like. What's going on right now?
How heavy is the chef, man? What do you got here?
Can I just say real quick that I picked Louis Oosthuizen and you guys went with Spieth and Rory. My pick was great. Yours were...
I love Spieth. Louis is not a bad pick. It's not like a sleeper pick either.
My sleeper isn't... My sleeper's like Louis. It's not a huge... Joaquin Neiman's like my like... Not everyone would think he'd sleeper. Win.
Joaquin Neiman has a tour win? One tour win?
I think so. He's like 23. Yeah.
Dude, that's a good sleeper.
Playing golf today was awesome. I love golf, dude.
All right. That's our open take, so.
That was a good take by Zach about himself loving golf.
Whoever wins, I'll send a bottle of Parse Rum to because I have 100 of them.
Nice. And a bottle of Parse. Brought to you by Parse Rum. I don't know if you guys knew this about this episode, but it's brought to you by Parse Rum. And Dakota's going to send a bottle to Parse Rum to the winner if they correctly predict the winner of the Open and the score or just the winner?
Just the winner. The score is always tough.
What if you have like 100 people say Philly Mix and he wins?
Yeah.
He's still on his high horse from the the PGA that he won.
I'm just saying, you have a bunch of people say DeChambeau, you have a bunch of people say Phil, and you have to send 50 bottles. You better figure it out.
Flip a coin or have a rock, paper, scissors contest.
I need a score for the tiebreaker. Closest wins.
Hey, Dakota, you forgot to close the Nutella over here, brother.
Well, that sucks. I guess you should probably put the cap on it, huh?
I have one thing, and then we need to get to the Scotty Air Force question of the day. Okay, here's my one thing. I need an MVP prediction. We're at the All-Star break, and I need a prediction of who will be the MVP. And I think to say that Ohtani has it locked up is ridiculous.
Oh,
that's my really? Hot take.
Explain why. I love
here. This is going to be such a bad question for me, real quick. Never mind. I know the answer. Go ahead. I was about to ask such a bad question of someone that plays baseball professionally.
Go ahead, brother. You already said it.
Yeah.
I was going to say, is there an AL and NL winner? And then I was like, oh, wait, okay, definitely
that's
is.
That's dumb.
I still don't understand that in basketball how there's only one.
Ian, do you
think, fair enough.
Do you think Vlad is going to win it in the AL?
Vlad was staring the Triple Crown down, right?
Yeah, but, like, he's still not pitching. So,
listen, just because once every 5 days Ohtani pitches well,
yeah,
doesn't make him a shoo-in for the and this is my other hot take on this.
The home run leader too.
My other hot take on this.
This is just blasphemy. No. Really, you're trying to get clicks right now.
I'm not trying to get clicks.
This is Stephen A. Smith take. You're nope. throwing out just nope, ridiculousness nope, 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 to try to be like
as oh, a no. member of the compound. I really appreciate you trying to get our name out there, trying to get clicks, but that is blasphemy.
This is
dumb is what it is. Dumb. No.
Hitting alone, he might be MVP.
Here's my hot take. My hot take is I understand.
You don't.
He's been great. He's been the first half MVP, but you got to do it for two halves. You got to do it for the full season.
So does everybody else in the league.
I know. True. I know that. I'm just saying, I don't think with 70 left that he's guaranteed.
Yes. It's not his already, but it's his to lose at this point. Like, he would have to go freezing cold.
Well,
the thing is too, like, he could go cold at the plate, but if he gets to like a sub 3 ERA and hits 250 with 40 homers,
he'd have to miss the rest of the year to have 40 homers. He's at 34, 33.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he'd have to go real cold.
He's going
to
go for 70.
He's on pace right now to break the AL record of 61 set by Roger Maris.
Yeah, but he's not a unanimous MVP. What a joke, Ian. That's just disrespectful to the game.
I also think DeGrom's walking
on water.
Guaranteed the NL. Well, guaranteed the NL one to me. I think Ohtani and DeGrom right now, I think, are clear-cut front runners.
No, you can't. A pitcher, I don't believe a pitcher should ever be the MVP.
Who in the NL deserves it more?
Probably Tatis.
I mean, DeGrom's stats are like otherworldly.
Like, they're otherworldly. He deserves to win the Cy Young. You're right. He plays once every 5 days. I don't like the pitcher as the MVP. He can only contribute to the game once every 5 days.
Don't forget he's also hitting 700 too.
Yeah, once every 5 days. Put him in the lineup every day then if you think he's that good.
I don't. I'm just saying.
I mean, put out a prediction then, all right? I need an AL and an MVP. You think that it's DeGrom is the NL MVP? Is that what you're saying over there, guy?
That's my pick. That's my pick right now as a pitcher. But just because his stats are so absurd. Like, they're not even like, oh, this is like an unreal year. It's like, no, this is a year you couldn't even like – this is like you're playing MLB The Show and you made a creative player and it's like, oh, I turned it to rookie level and I have a 0.4 ERA at the end of the year with 10,000 strikeouts in 300 innings. Like, it's insane.
What about Castellanos?
He's having a wonderful year.
Yeah, wonderful is like,
I think Tatis wins it over him. Just
being a shortstop in his name.
Yeah, being a shortstop and everything that goes with that. But Acuna would have been a guy that would have been in the race. The torn ACL stinks.
Dude, that sucks for him. The game, sucks. Everything. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, it's also if the Mets win their division, like winning teams, that helps your MVP candidacy if your team wins. And he is a huge factor in the Mets winning games.
Yeah, once every 5 days, he's a pretty big factor in the team winning games.
No, I heard he's a huge clubhouse piece too. He's in the dugout getting everybody ready.
Ian hates pitchers, including Ohtani and DeGrom.
You know who's tied for the league lead in wins?
Kyle Hendricks.
Kyle Hendricks. Do you know how many wins he has?
11.
Do you know how many wins DeGrom has?
11.
DeGrom has 7.
Okay.
So who's better?
You're making me MVP.
MVP. If you're going to be a pitcher and be an MVP, you need to win like I definitely need to win 20 plus, but your numbers need to be so outrageous. DeGrom will not win 20 games.
You're making me have to argue against a member of the Cubs.
I'm just using that as an example. DeGrom will not win 20 games. He's always had low ERA. He's not going to be the MVP.
Zach, real quick.
Yes.
And this sounds so – why'd you pick Hendricks? Now I look bad. Your argument is that Hendricks has 11 wins and DeGrom has 7.
My argument has –
Dig deeper. Hendricks has 105 innings, 80 strikeouts. Zach, give me a guess how many strikeouts you think DeGrom has in 92 innings.
143.
146.
Oh my God, nice guess, Zach.
Ian, or Zach, what do you think DeGrom's whip is?
0.71.
0.5. He lets a guy get on base once every two innings. That's insanity.
If we still had Nora, Ian, your score would be like minus 15 for the last 10 minutes.
I do not disagree that he's the most valuable pitcher. And I don't disagree that he's an unbelievable player and an unbelievable asset to the Mets. Jacob DeGrom has played in 15 games this season.
And he still has 115 strikeouts.
To say that he's the most valuable player in the league, whoever wins the most valuable player of the league is going to play 150-ish games to 160 games. And you're telling me a guy that's going to play in 30 this year is going to be the most valuable player? Absolutely not.
Ian hates DeGrom because he threw him 5 straight sliders. I get it.
I think he's a wonderful player. His career stats are hilarious.
He also
his career ERA is 2.5 and his career whip is 1.01. That's hilarious.
That is
he only has 77 career wins, though. Not his fault, just saying.
Wins is the stupidest measure ever for a pitcher.
I was gonna say wins is the dumbest like argument. But there's also something to
and I'm not saying this about I'm not saying this in a disparaging way about DeGrom. I'm not saying this at all. But I'm saying if you have a pitch, do you think here's my argument. If you have a pitcher who goes out and has a 4 every year, but wins 15 games a year, do you think that there's something to be said for their ability to win baseball games? Or do you think it's all luck?
That's 100% luck. What do you mean? Do the guys just choose like, oh, we're going to score more runs this game because –
Or they just do a good job of keeping the team in the game and pitching.
Yeah, DeGrom doesn't keep them in the game ever.
I'm not saying that he doesn't. He has a very good win-loss percentage. I'm not saying he doesn't lose games. It's not like DeGrom loses a ton of games. And I'm not saying that it's his fault. He's the best pitcher in baseball. I'm making an argument that has nothing to do with DeGrom. You're making it about DeGrom. I'm not. Make an argument about if you have a pitcher with a 4 and he wins 15 games a year, do you still my argument is about the fact that wins, you're saying that wins don't matter for pitchers. And my argument is that if you had a pitcher who went out and won 15 games a year every single year, regardless of his ERA, wouldn't you still value that?
No. Teams wouldn't.
Would you? I don't care what teams value. Would you as a player?
No.
Because if you told me that I could have a staff of 5 guys that win 15 games a year, that would be freaking really great.
But that's like, okay, they win 15 games a year but have a 5 ERA. Offense, you better score 6 runs a game or you're in trouble.
I can't wait to see our numbers on this episode just from these blasphemy takes from 8 over here.
It's not about the players. It's about the fact that you guys don't think that wins matter is atrocious. Go talk to Miggy and ask him if wins matter.
No, You keep twisting this.
Ask like Miggy.
Saying, oh, it doesn't matter if you win. We're saying for a pitcher's stats, valuing a pitcher, wins is not what you look nope. at. Because that doesn't matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, but in like when you're looking at whip, okay, ERA.
Ian, get Kyle Hendricks on the line right now.
Wins don't matter. I think Kyle would say that. I'm not going to call him at 10 p.m. because I know where he is during the All-Star break. Really cool place to be at the All-Star break, by the way.
It's also, what if a starting pitcher goes six innings, no runs, and you're up 4-0 when he leaves the game, relievers come in, give up four runs, and then the reliever gets the win.
Then you're a bad friend, Dakota. You're a bad friend if you give those runs up.
Moving on. You're...
Can we get the Scotty Efros question of the day, and then we can get the screen time so that we can get the people out of here? It's been too long arguing with you about this. Wins matter.
Not for a pitcher stats, they don't.
What are you, Brian Kenny?
Brian Kenny, he's from where I'm from.
Scotty, what do you got? What's the Scotty Efros fan question today?
First thing I'd like to say regarding Dakota Mekas coming off the IL, saw him in person the other day, looked very sharp. So all the Cubs fans out there worried about his health, looks terrific.
And what I'd like to say back to that is that Scott Efros was a part of a no-hitter that same day where he threw 1 1/3, 3 punchies.
Oops. Scotty, did you start the game, open it as the 1 1/3, or did you throw in the middle?
We had a doubleheader. Justin Steele started, went 3 2/3. I came in for him and threw an inning and a third, and then Dylan Maples finished it out. And then we walked it off in the seventh, actually. It was a 0-0 game.
I saw that.
We almost lost. We almost lost.
Yeah.
We almost lost a game throwing a no-hitter. There was a guy on third with two outs in the top of the seventh with Maples pitching. And I literally thought in my head, I go, he throws a wild pitch here or a pass ball and they score and we don't score. We throw a no-hitter and lose.
That would have been kind of cool, though.
And then we walked it off in the second game, too. So I cut through hot.
Until they come in Toledo, you guys are in trouble.
Well,
tell them, Zach, go Tigers.
Yep. Go Mud.
Go Tigers.
Speaking of the, you guys were talking about the All-Star break earlier and possible vacation spots or trips to take. What is one spot, could be anywhere in the world, anywhere in the country, if you had a week off of work, you could take a friend or a significant other to travel to, what would be a good spot you would like to go to right now? I know Dakota's got a lot of spots on his bucket list he'd like to travel to. So what's a good, it could be right now, just, you know, kind of involuntary place, but what's a good, Dakota wants to go first, looks like.
Go ahead, Dakota.
I have a real easy answer because it would have timed up perfectly.
Thanks for that question, Scott. Thanks for being part of the podcast.
You got it. I put him back.
The Euro finals were taking place this week.
I saw that.
And I would have loved to be at Wembley to watch that penalty shootout. Wow.
I actually watched that game. Factor. Not a big soccer guy. I watched that game. Really, really electric. Can you believe the finish? Can you believe England had it wrapped up and they everyone was crying. The Italians were crying. The Englishmen were crying. Everybody was crying. Also, I was thinking about that because I'm pretty sure Wembley is where we were supposed to play the game. The London game, and really sad that we didn't get to do that. Hopefully we get to do that.
It looks so sick. That's on my bucket list is a place I want to go.
Wimbledon was this week. That would have been awesome to go to after our tennis experience this last year.
Really would have been.
Djokovic won.
That would have been – I've never seen tennis live before, and we were in the clubhouse the other day watching, and it was just like, I would love to go to one of these shoot, either like U.S. Open or Wimbledon, obviously, like, that would be awesome to watch. Just a sport that I really don't know much about. Just happened to be really good at it at the compound, but, you know.
And it's sick because it's, like, silent. Like, the ball's going literally, back and forth, and, like, no one's making noise, and you're just like.
It's, like, such an art.
And then the points scored, and everybody's like, ah.
Yeah. Oh, like, if it's a crazy rally, everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, you feel it building.
So, Zach, where is the place that you'd want to go?
I just said it. I would love to go to Wimbledon after – just building off of what Dakota said.
So you basically stole Dakota's and changed it a little bit and then made it yours.
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Same, but.
That's fine. Hey, same. That's why we're boys. It's where I'm wearing Sacred Heart. Uh-huh.
You know, there's one place that I could go because we play baseball in the summer, so it's hard to make any trips to some of the northern places. I would do like Wyoming or Montana, maybe Yellowstone. I think that would be really great. Maybe one of those places. Play a little golf. There's a really cool golf course in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Maybe go there.
For sure. Definitely.
I think.
Listen.
He started to say that. He goes, Wyoming. I'm like, what? You can drive to Wyoming anytime you want. What are you talking about?
Look up Wyoming in the summer, right? Look up some Wyoming golf in the summer. Clean it up. You guys are children. You're going to London. What are you guys taking the fucking red out of London?
Zach. No, Zach, you know what I'd like to add to after our trip? By the way, we can make this, we can both go at the same time. We can go to Wimbledon together because that ended Sunday morning. Euro 2020 final was in the afternoon slash night their time. And guess what's this weekend, Zach, over there in England?
The Open.
The Open. So hey, nice little week trip.
In. Have fun in Wyoming, brother.
I will.
Hopefully you don't Buffalo doesn't kill you.
I think part of that question from Scott was, what would you do over the All-Star break if you had a week? So it's like maybe it would make more sense because it's something you could actually do instead of
fly to London. Something I could do.
All right. Can we do the screen times, guys? Come on. Screen times. Clean it up.
Oh, it's going to be so high. So 18 high. Birdies up all day.
So high.
Oh, goodness. This is going to be. Oh, that's not that bad.
Oh, fucking save it.
That's not. 356.
That's not physically possible.
I swear.
Zach?
Hang on, it's loading. Oh boy, that's not good.
It's loading because it's so high.
Takes a while to calculate 9 hours.
Actually, 4 hours and 12 minutes. There it is in the flesh.
228 for me.
Yeah, for sure, man. Definitely.
Zach still had the highest. And one of Zach's best days, he was still the highest.
And I had the fucking GPS on all day for 2 hours.
Yeah, sure. No, really, we believe you.
Dakota does.
You kept locking it. You kept locking it.
Because I have my fucking screen time.
That's episode 68 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum. Go to Benny's, get your Parse. Also, don't forget, tweet at the Compound and let us know your open predictions, picks. If you get it right, you will get a bottle of Parse. Closest score to. Tweet the pick and the score, and then the closest score will get a bottle of Parse. Also, let us know if you think the pitchers can be MVPs, because I'd love to know. I would love to know. That's episode 68 of the Compound Podcast, presented by Parse Rum. When I say Parse, you say Rum. Parse.
Rum.
Ooh, smoke them.
Zach didn't even
do it. See you next week.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.